Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Would that be the world's best idea? Well, there are probably somewhat better ideas, but it's not a bad idea. It's a good idea. This is one of my favorite things. Every day, Manny and I work out kind of what we're going to talk about more or less. Let me erase all that. Manny, play back the tape. Okay, here. Okay. Manny and I come up with a list of things that we're going to talk about potentially during the day, during the program. Sometimes we get to some of them. Sometimes we get to none of them. It varies greatly because this is a program that's primarily call-in. But Manny comes up with kind of talking points, and I come up with suggestions about talking points and questions and whatever. And so today, Manny came up with the fact that on this very day, in 753 B.C., so you figure that's, 2,700 and, almost 2,800 years ago, Romulus found Rome. Now, my question would be, not necessarily to Manny, because I assume he found this someplace, how would we know? Just arbitrarily pick a day. Okay, today's the day that Romulus, and it doesn't say anything about Remus, who's his twin brother, found Rome. Right? Remember Romulus and Remus? They were suckled by the wolf. They were orphaned. Do you remember that story, Manny?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Manny, archaeologist of the past, how do we know it was today?
That's because that's what it says in the Wikipedia page.
That's what it says. Now, if it's April 1st, I would buy it. No, I know. But doesn't that, when you're doing these kind of things, doesn't that occur to you?
Oh, totally. I mean,
how would somebody know that?
When I find a lot of stuff that says, even going back to like 600 or 700 years ago, you wonder, well, how do they?
Was the calendar the same?
Yeah.
Was the time zone the same?
Because we always talk about, what was it, George Washington's birthday? How it's changed.
The Gregorian versus the whatever it was.
So how do they really make that determination? Was April 21st, in 1175 or whatever, the same as April 21st in 2015?
The answer is probably not.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I love these kinds of things. I really do. And to add Romulus to Remus, supposedly on this day, Henry VIII in 1509 ascended the throne of England. Now, I'd buy that probably a little sooner, but I think your point is still well taken that was it really April 21st? And the answer is probably not.
Right.
Not to mention, there were no printing press. Well, see, printing presses were what? Do you remember when the printing press was? Was it 1300? Columbus was 1492.
That I don't
Gutenberg
know.
And the printing press. Because I think in Henry's day, the idea was that they were still, that it was still the monks. Printing press, Gutenberg, 1439. I was close. All right, so 1439. So the printing press had been around for, I guess, almost, 80 years. But it was unclear that Henry had it, and and if he had it, did the monks? How quickly was the information disseminated? I mean, there are all sorts of questions. And the point is really not obviously not to give Manny a hard time because Manny knew what I was probably going to do with this when he put it up. But the idea being, history is not objective. It's written by somebody, and the somebody gets to interpret. And as we say around here all the time, that history is written by the victors. But I think you might also argue that history is written by the imaginative. That you just kind of figure something out. You just sort of pick a day and say, all right. Because this the April 12th, well, April 21st isn't even the spring equinox, because that would make some sense. Who knows? They're also saying in 1782, Bangkok was founded, which was originally called Rattan Ak-Osen. I'm not sure that's the right pronunciation, but then I'm not sure anybody else is going to know it either. Now, I would believe that in 1895, the first movie projector was demonstrated in the United States. I'd believe that, just because it's relatively modern. Seattle's World Fair opened in 1962. It was the first World's Fair in the United States since World War II. Did you realize that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. And in 1865, the New York's World's Fair opened for the second and final season. Did you know it was two seasons? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, because I think we had, might have been a couple months ago, when we did Day in History, it was the day that the first one.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that it was actually open for two seasons.
Yeah.
Who knew? And this is kind of an interesting hallmark, which is one of those things that may feel a little bit cynical about, dare I say cynical, that in 1967, which is what, 50 minus, so 48 years ago, General Motors celebrates the 100 millionth U.S.-made car. Now, I assume that's an interesting thing. Was it the 100 millionth car that they made, or that just was made in the United States? Unclear, huh?
Well, it says U.S.-made car, so it had to have been, you know, like a Ford or
everybody's
or something, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but it could have also been.
I wonder what it was, because it didn't say exactly like what make and model the car was.
Well, and presumably, what about some of the other automakers?
Yeah.
So we don't know. So you can see. Okay, so moving right along, you can hear that history is always a little bit. I mean, it's something. It's interesting. It's interesting to know where we've been. I mean, I think that's an interesting kind of notion that Henry Ford started, what, 19, what the Model A was, what, 19-something, 1920 or something. And so in 45 years, they made a million cars.
Yeah.
100 million cars.
Wow.
That's the good old days when we were a manufacturing nation. Oh, well. Which is not, I mean, look, it's not necessarily, I know there are people are going to be shaking their heads saying, oh, those are the good old days. Yes and no. I mean, the countries really do evolve. I read a graduation speech that somebody gave in honor. I'm not sure why they gave it so early, because most graduations aren't for another couple of months. But he was talking about Earth Day. And what he was saying was that we've evolved. It was not a very optimistic speech. He was saying basically the Earth is in terrible trouble and it's up to you guys to do something about it. And the bad news is that we've done a really crummy job of taking care of the planet. The good news is that you know, we're human beings and we rise to the occasion, and that the world has never in some ways been more unified than it is now. And, you know, to what I would attribute that unification is not necessarily to a global awakening of the problems, but to the computer, that you can't keep secrets anymore, and that people can be in touch with one another and share ideas. And I think that's a huge step forward. It's also interesting that this week, and again, you know, folks, part of the point of my program and part of the program, I was talking with somebody over the weekend who listened to the program, and they said that they'd heard me do one of my debunkings of scientific, so-called scientific articles, and they said that they really appreciated that it was giving people a different perspective on how to look at what was presented as fact, because it's not necessarily either factual or truthful or useful or accurate or anything else. And so they were saying that they appreciated that. And I'm saying that, you know, perspective, you hear all the time saying that perspective is an important commodity in how we run our lives. But it also is understand that people who write stuff out and say, this is truth, have a perspective. And sometimes they have an agenda as well as a perspective. And obviously an agenda is going to affect a perspective. So all I'm saying is look at things and sort of say, okay, what does this mean? Is this useful to me? And not necessarily is it true or false, but who is saying it, why are they saying it, and what could the implication be? And if you need some help on that, give me a holler, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. In light of what I was just talking about is the notion that it's important to understand that we're sort of a world economy. I thought we'd talk a little bit about, I'm trying to remember exactly why we put this up. Do you remember, Manny, why we put it up?
I don't remember exactly.
I don't either.
It was actually a week ago today that we put it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember why we put it up that, well, whatever reason, we just, We'll figure it out. At some point it will come to us about discrimination and whether people were discriminating. It wasn't about names, although, because we've done that before. It turns out if you put a sort of a vanilla name up that on a resume, that you're going to get many more responses than if you put up a name that sounds ethnic or unusual. And that's without even seeing the person. So it's not based on visual discrimination. It's based on the assumption, and it may not even be a conscious assumption about ethnicity. All right, so we put up, have you ever been discriminated against or what? I'm just trying to remember what we did, because I know that I think that it was actually elicited by a specific story. Anyway, all right, so do you think you've been discriminated against in your life, Manny?
Not necessarily discriminated against, but I think I've been racially profiled a couple times in my life.
Give me an example.
Let's see. Well, one time I was pulled over by a police officer, and I was driving in the south portion of Minneapolis, and at the time I lived in the north portion of Minneapolis. And because I was driving around the south portion of Minneapolis, for some reason, the cop thought I looked suspicious, and he pulled me over, and then he asked me why, he pulled me over, and he said, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "Honestly, officer, I have no idea. I wasn't speeding. I wasn't doing anything. Can you tell me?" And he says, "Well, there's a little light on your license plate. That was off. That wasn't completely illuminating because it was like 10 o'clock at night." He said, "There was a little light in your license plate and your rear license plate that wasn't fully, illuminating your license plate. And that's why I pulled you over. You might want to get that replaced." So he takes my license, goes back, runs it through the system, comes back and he says, "Well, seems like you're not from around this area. Well, what are you up to tonight?" I said, "Oh, I'm just meeting some friends, going to a friend's house," which I was. And he said, "Well, you might want to be careful. It just looks kind of suspicious. It looks like you lived on the north side of Minneapolis." And
wow.
Yeah. So
it looks suspicious that you can't be in another neighborhood? Wow.
Yeah. So, and this was, gosh, I think this was maybe 2007, 2006, 2007. So I was young. I was 23. And, yeah.
Wow. I've gotten stopped, but it was mostly because I was speeding, I tend to be a little lead-footed. I don't drink, which helps a lot. People, and then one of the cops said, "Have we been drinking?" And I said, "I don't know about you, but I don't drink." And I was lucky he didn't throw me in jail for that, but he didn't. My discrimination has been maybe more subtle, but equally sort of irritating. When I first started as a psychologist, and I would, one of the things that we did is psychologists weren't allowed to advertise. So the question is, how did you tell the community that you were available? And the answer, and I tell this to psychologists as well all the time, is you go and give free speeches so that people understand that you're there, that you're smart, that you're knowledgeable. And then because practice, and I was working at a clinic, but I was clear that I really at some point wanted to go out on my own. And that was sort of the way, the traditional way of doing it. And the questions would always be, was I married, which meant was I straight or gay? And did I have kids, which meant was I normal? And they never asked my male colleagues that, ever. And I would be on a panel or something, and they would never ask my male colleagues. And it took me a while to realize that was really an offensive question. That first of all, it made absolutely no difference whether I had kids or whether I was married to my abilities as a therapist. And they never asked my male colleagues.
Wow.
And this was a time where there were not a lot of women who were doing adult work. And I've always done adult work and some adolescent work. But when I got my PhD, there was child psychology and there was adult psychology. Adolescent psychology really was not, and still is not, certainly more so now than it was then, a specific field. So I've always done some adolescent work because nobody really liked adolescents, and I think they were fine. And I make them take responsibility for their own behavior, which is why I do adult work and not child work. But so that was one. I was working before that. I was working as an engineer, and I was the only female. And there was all sorts of nonsense that went on about that. And at some point, they were talking about layoffs, and I was the only woman. And they said, well, you know, you should expect that you're probably going to be laid off. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, because you have a husband to support you. Well, first of all, I was supporting him. And second of all, what did that have to do with my abilities? And if they'd said, you're the newest hire, or you're not particularly capable, or we have three people who are doing your same job, that would have been okay. Not happy, but okay. But you have a husband who will support you? And I didn't. I mean, I had a husband, but I was supporting him. So it's those kind of irritating things. And then, I mean, the kind of stuff that I think that women run into and have historically about, you know, look, honey, we can tell you how to get ahead. My sort of perspective has always been, well, you can complain about it, and you could probably sue somebody, and you could probably win, but you'll never work again. And there have been a couple of cases where the management higher up knew what was going on, and I kept my mouth shut. And I didn't keep my mouth shut to protect management. I kept my mouth shut because I really wanted to continue working, and I knew that I could probably win a suit, but I'd be out of work for a long time, and I'd never work in that field again, or probably any other. Because there is that sort of notion of, well, you know, when those women said that Arnold Schwarzenegger had propositioned them, which he clearly had, and everybody said, well, they were just trying to get some publicity, or they were exploiting him, and, I knew Arnold knew the situation, and it wasn't true, but once you sort of take on powerful, especially powerful men, you're in a lot more vulnerable position. And it's one of those things to be aware of. And look, I don't think it's easy to be a man these days. I don't think it's easy to be a human being these days. But I do think it's eased off a little bit. That I do think that men are much more likely to make sexual passes at women at work. I think that there are laws in place. I think that there's more of an understanding that this does happen. There's less of a tendency to blame women. But we also did the interview about Hunting Ground, about sexual predators on campus, and understanding that women who make complaints against against male students quite often get not only no comfort, but a huge amount of grief. So I don't think it's over. And the only way I think for it to ever end is for us to talk about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Manny and I think we figured out what was the initiative for the discrimination story was a week ago, that it was national. If you're a woman, you've been working all year, and men only start after working today.
Yeah, it was National
Equality Day. Yeah. And so that's what we were sort of fussing about. Okay, so let's we got some people who responded, and so I thought we'd share that. And if you'd like to call up and chat about it as well, or anything else, as you know, when we're talking about something, that's fine. But whenever you want to talk about it is always trumps everything else, right? 855-99-375-69. All right, let's hear what our Facebookers have said. That always sounds kind of tacky, doesn't Facebookers? Let's call FBers. That sounds just as bad. Our respondents have said.
This first one is from Dave, and Dave actually had a lot to say on this particular topic. He says, while working at clothing stores, I've had bad experiences. One time, while I was an assistant manager at a women's clothing store, where I was the only male employee in the whole region, I noticed a woman looking at a display I created. I asked her if she would like assistance locating the items, to which she responded, quote, no, thank you, end quote. Not even 10 seconds later, a female coworker walked down the aisle near the customer. The customer called out to her and asked her for help locating those items. Another time, a customer had her arms full of clothing, so I inquired if I could start a fitting room for her. She responded by asking if I could find a woman to assist her.
Well, I mean, it is an interesting perspective, isn't it? Is I think we're used to women being discriminated against, but I suppose if you're working in a woman's world, that being a man is going to make you discriminated, or at least potentially discriminated against as well. Good point.
He goes on to say,
alarming but good. Okay.
He goes on to say, at another company where I was the only male in the district, which at the time had one chain of women's clothing stores and a separate chain of men's clothing stores, a customer actually asked me, quote, shouldn't you be at the men's store, end quote. I was floored. Most of the employees at the men's locations were female. Nobody would ever question why they were there.
Yeah.
Why was it appropriate for her to ask me at a women's store? It is gender discrimination, yet seems acceptable to do so when done to men. Here's food for thought. Many of the top fashion designers are straight men. Oscar de la Renta, Calvin Klein, John Varvatos.
Oh, wait a minute. Calvin Klein is not a straight man. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but keep going.
John Varvatos, Ralph Lauren, Max Azria, Tommy Hilfiger.
Azaria,
thank you.
Okay.
Tommy Hilfiger, Christian LaCroix, Roberto Cavalli, etc. Why should it be surprising that a male would work in a women's clothing store? That idea about men not belonging in retail sales should also help people understand the discussion about pay inequality. When looking at the statistics that women, on average, earn 77 cents for every dollar a man does, one should know that today it is not based on equal jobs. That figure is based on all jobs. So if more women worked in lower wage positions like retail stores and daycare, while more men worked in engineering and other sciences, the wage gap won't change. That is why we need to push for equality in all careers. P.S. The separate men's and women's chains are now combined into one chain. So that question I was asked would not be asked now.
Well, it's an interesting perspective, and I'm glad you called and shared it, because, you know, we think of discrimination as being sort of one direction and toward minorities, although women are not minorities. Women, interestingly enough, are the majority. But we don't act like it, so I suppose that minority, it may be as much in your head as in the numbers. But I have friends who are male nurses, and they'll talk about the same kind of thing. However, they will also talk about the fact that they are sometimes referred to as doctors. But you know, I think part of it is just expectation of how, when our expectations are upset, and we talked about expectations yesterday in a completely different context. But when our expectations are upset, then it's when we get defensive, we get angry, we get unpleasant, and it's an interesting perspective on how to think about discrimination, isn't it? Is what we expect to be different, and so again, expectations say a lot about us, nothing about the other situation. So what we need to do is examine those, and when we're talking about racism or sexism or any other kind of ism, that we really need to look at why we feel that way, what it is that's fueling that, because that's the way, as individuals, we can become better human beings. As a society, we can become more enlightened. Because he's got a point that it's not about women being discriminated against by men, it's about people expecting one thing and getting another, and being unhappy and angry and unpleasant about it. And whether you're talking about the sort of term in 100 years ago of somebody being uppity, which is just saying that people are not behaving in the way that you expect them to behave, that as opposed to how they feel that they should behave. I mean, that's what discrimination really is. It's somehow affecting our notion of what the world should be as opposed to what it is. And we have to be really careful, because that should may really enslave somebody else, may really limit somebody else's options. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Sushma says, I've been discriminated.
Sushma? What a cool name.
Yeah,
how do we spell
cool.
that?
S-U-S-H-M-A.
Sushma. Cool name. Love to know the derivation of that. All right, keep going.
They say, I've been discriminated twice, once in a store called Steinbach, and the second time in an IHOP restaurant because I am Indian.
I'd love to know the nature of the discrimination. It would be, if folks, try and give me as much information as you can when you're responding on stuff like this.
Francis,
and I don't know if that's the way that you look, the way you talk, the way that you were dressed.
Francis says, not sure if it would be considered discriminated against, but my very first real job was on Wall Street in New York City. A young man got hired on the same day as I was. His salary was greater than mine for the same job. I never questioned it. That was the norm.
Yeah. Well, I told my story that I'm the oldest of six kids, and I got into college when I was 16 and had a scholarship, and my parents were about to go. My father had was sold life insurance for a living, and he'd won a trip, he and mom, to Jamaica or something. And so that was in, like, I think the end of April, early May, just about this time of year. And so they were going to go off on this trip. And so my father took me into the bedroom and he said, look, if anything happens to us, you are not to go to college. You are to get a job and put your brothers through college. And first of all, I was a 16-year-old kid. So the only shot one of my brothers is 5 years younger than I am. One is 10 years younger than I am. So the only shot I would have ever had of putting either of them through school was to go ahead and get a college degree, which most places take 4 years. So I would have already had a college degree before either of them, before the oldest one, the older of the two, was ready to go to college. And that was the only shot I'd ever have of putting either of them through school, as opposed to a minimum wage working at, you know, the Golden Arches or something. Number one. Number two, it didn't even occur to me that why was my education a luxury and theirs a necessity? And number three, my father sold life insurance for a living. So if something had happened to my parents, we would have been millionaires. So the whole thing, and it never even occurred to me at the time that this was a wildly inappropriate thing to say. And especially, I mean, and this wasn't the outside world, this was my dad. And I'm sure that he didn't view it as discriminatory. He didn't view it as inappropriate. He didn't view it as sexist. He just viewed it as, okay, she's the oldest. She's the one who's going to be in charge. And so here's what needs to have happen. And, you know, I mean, when looking back on it, you think, you know, why didn't I have the sense to say, Dad, first of all, this education isn't going to cost the family anything. It's not going to cost the family coffers anything. I'm on a full scholarship. Second of all, I mean, and you can hear, even after all these years, I'm still sort of defending the economics of it as opposed to the emotions of it, of why should my brothers, why would their education trump mine? And from his point of view, it's, well, they're men. And, you know, you can get a husband and he'll support you. And even though, interestingly enough, my mother put my father through school. When they were married, not quite as young as I was, but they were married relatively young. And my mom put my father through school. So, I don't know. It's a strange world in which we live, isn't it? Look at expectations. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about discrimination, and one of the ways that I have of understanding discrimination is rather than hatred, it's just expectations. It's the idea that that something isn't what you expected it to be, and that's the basis of your antipathy or your unhappiness or whatever we want to call it. And, you know, for me, that's a more hopeful way of looking at discrimination as opposed to bigotry or ugliness or the need to control or any of the other kinds of explanations that are given for discrimination. It's just it's an offsetting of your expectations about how the world should be, as opposed to how it actually is. And the reason why I think that is more hopeful, you could say, well, what's the difference? Well, if it's expectation, you can examine your own expectations. And hopefully your expectations won't be, well, you know, I'm white, or I'm rich, or I'm male, or I'm female, or I'm Muslim, or I'm whatever else. That what you do is say, you know, that I mean, even, and hopefully you don't end up sort of saying, well, God intended this, but that let God sort out what's intended. You sort of try and do the thing that you would hope is a humanistic, fair response. Alrighty. So, I mean, I just think when we sort of call on a higher power and it's somehow negative, that we need to examine what our explanation of a higher power is. Alrighty. Having walked into that lion's den, let's see what else people are saying about discrimination.
Just a couple more here. Connie says, I was bullied a lot in school. That is all I can think of. And I was always different.
In what way? She's not telling us any of that, huh?
No, she's not.
Folks, when you know, it really helps when you're sort of... When you're responding to these kinds of things, to give us as much information as you possibly can, because it, you know, I mean, what we're trying to do is communicate with one another, educate one another, and so when you sort of give me, I mean, it's a provocative statement that doesn't really give me a whole lot of stuff to go on. So, all right, what else we got?
Judy says the worst is age. We all will experience it. If we live long enough. I was about 57 years old and bartending part-time when this guy around my age or a little younger walked in. He said, quote, where are the young girls at that work here? I rushed out of work to see you. I never worked behind... Okay, let me read that over.
Okay, sorry. All right, roll back the tape. We're doing a lot of that today. There we go.
Rolling back the tape. I was about 57 years old and bartending part-time when this guy around my age or a little younger walked in. He said, quote, where are the young girls at that work here? I rushed out of work to see you.
End quote. Oh.
Yeah. End quote. I've never worked behind the bar again.
Well, that's the kind of thing that makes you figure that it's okay to spit in somebody's drink, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, and, you know, if you called him on it, you know what he'd say. He'd say, well, I was only kidding, can't you take a joke? But understand that the kidding that hurts, if somebody said the same thing to you, would you be amused by it or hurt by it? You know, we need to be a little more careful about how we talk to people. So, all right, well, hopefully, I mean, again, I think we started this talking about financial discrimination. And if you think about it, financial discrimination is just as odious and onerous, because it's saying that you're not worth as much, right? I mean, that's what less pay means. It says this person is worth more than you are. And there are certain circumstances, for example, somebody who can make a souffle, as far as I'm concerned, may be able to be paid more than somebody who can scramble an egg. I mean, in theory, because scrambling an egg is relatively easy, or let's say boiling an egg, all right, that a hard-boiled egg is relatively easy. You know, I have a great recipe for hard-boiled eggs, as opposed to making souffle, which is a more complicated issue. And as far as I'm concerned, if you have more esoteric knowledge, if you have a skill that is rarer, then that's a reasonable basis to hold you in higher esteem, to reward you more handsomely. But the basis that that you have curly hair as opposed to straight hair, or blue eyes as opposed to brown eyes, or that you're short versus tall, when it comes to eggs, is absolutely irrelevant. And I, you know, there's no basis for giving somebody more money on that basis that it doesn't have anything to do with the eggs. So I think that's the point about discrimination. And you can hear here, I mean, hear, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E, in that order.
Well,
then. Thank you. There's discrimination, and you can discriminate between here and here, not here and there, that it it's worth looking at. It's worth, rather than being dismissive or being angry with a person. And one of the things you can do when, in fact, you feel you're being discriminated against is say, can you clarify this for me? Explain to me why this is okay, or explain to me what your thoughts are about this, as opposed to just being angry. Or in my particular case, I mean, I suppose my only explanation is I was 16 and it was my dad, of just going along with it and saying, oh, okay, you know, that makes some sense. And luckily they weren't killed in a plane crash. But even at the time, I remember thinking, this doesn't compute. This really doesn't make any sense on any level. And it wasn't, I suppose the fact that I remember it after all these years means that there probably was some hurt involved in it. I remember telling that story to the first time to somebody and watching them just be aghast. And I think that was probably the first time I understood that there was really something fundamentally wrong. I mean, at the time I understood that it didn't make any logic, and there wasn't any logic to it. But the sort of the aghast look on somebody's face when I said to them, and they said, wow, and you survived that? And it wasn't even a matter of surviving. I just logically knew. And I guess that's part of what has always been my strength and my weakness, is when things like that happen, rather than responding emotionally, which is certainly, I respond like everybody else. But then there's this kind of other part of me that kind of flips in, that says, well, wait a minute, let's figure out what the logic is here. What's going on behind this? And you know me, I'm the person who always wants to know what's going on behind the scenes. What's actually happening here? What's the reason? What's the underpinnings? Rather than looking, I want to see the cause rather than the symptoms. Because otherwise you're just chasing symptoms all the time of my father sort of feeling that he needs to make sure that the boys are taken care of. Well, that's a symptom. What's the underlying cause? And I think that's how we change the world. That's how we respond in some ways. I mean, to a certain extent, that may be the ultimate example of turning the other cheek, right? And the other cheek being not necessarily to get smacked again, but the other part of our ability to reason things. That one is our emotions, which are perfectly valid and perfectly legit way of responding, and the other is our intellect, which is balanced to our emotions. Together, they make us human. One or the other is not nearly as useful as the two together. So as far as I'm concerned, turning the other cheek means, okay, looking at it from a different perspective. I mean, by definition, right? You're going to turn the cheek, you're going to look at it with the other eye. See? 855-99 Dr. Joy and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.